You're listening to another edition of Duncan's Pulse. I am your cordial host, Ron Stafford. So glad you have you there on the other side of your radio or your listening device. And we're still in our couple of shows here on Duncan's Pulse. If you're unaware of the program, basically we go in-depth with the newsmakers here at Howard Community College and talk to the students and faculty and staff who make this who make this college so great. Sitting across the table from me is Candace DePaz. Do I have your last name correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And she is Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs in the Department of Student Life. Candace, welcome to Duncan's Pulse.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's just go into a little bit of a background. How did you become a part of the Howard Community College community?
Oh, wow. Well, I have been with the college for 5 years.
Okay.
It'll be 6 years in March.
Okay.
And I actually came here, not really by mistake, but I kind of just happened upon HCC. Before I got here, I was working at a nonprofit in D.C. called the Latin American Youth Center, and it's in Columbia Heights in D.C.
Right.
And I was doing an AmeriCorps program there, and just, you know, certain things about, you know, my experience with that organization just kind of had me thinking about some other things that I was interested in as far as my career goals. And,
right.
You know, I kind of figured that side of the nonprofit realm wasn't necessarily for me.
Right.
And, I thought back to some experiences that I had, some professional experiences that I had that I really enjoyed, and things that gave me a lot of fulfillment, and it brought me back to higher education.
Hmm.
And at that time, I went on higheredjobs.com, and I was, you know, kind of doing the whole search thing, and I came across the Student Life Associate position.
Okay.
Within Student Life here.
Okay.
And I applied, and the rest is history. And I 2 years into me having been here, my current role opened up, and I applied for that, and
nice.
And here I am.
So, I guess talk to us about your actual department.
Yeah.
Student life itself. You're in the student activities building here on campus.
Uh-huh.
And when I was researching, you know, various people to talk to, I was hearing all about, you know, SLB and the Student Life Board and all that. Talk more about what the actual department is all about.
Sure. So Student Life, our whole purpose is to help students make the most out of their time here. So
okay.
To enjoy their time at HCC, to kind of make sure that they are getting some fulfillment out of, you know, their experience here outside of the classroom.
Right.
We also work very closely with the faculty to make sure that we're doing programs and activities that complement the classroom learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want students to be engaged. We want them to meet other students. We want them to, you know, get involved in various activities, develop their leadership skills.
Sure.
And just, you know, a lot of learning takes place outside of the classroom. And so we just want students to take advantage of these program opportunities. And the whole point of that is just so that they can enjoy their time and we can keep them here. You know, we want them to be retained and we
right.
want them to stick around.
Right.
Yeah.
Forgive my naivete. Has this department always been here at the college? Because I remember at Towson 20 years ago,
yeah.
you had your student union and you had your, you know, I really didn't do that much. I mean, you had your campus crusade groups and your religious groups, but
right.
then you had your, you know, sort of the rec hall and all of that. It seems like this is really a program. It's focused, and I was on your website, and we'll go into this later on after our break here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
It seems just there is a plethora of activities really geared towards, you know, we know you bust your butt in the classroom setting,
right?
And you need some downtime,
right?
Find some friends,
right.
get involved with HCC,
right.
And it just seems like a absolutely wonderful program.
It is, and it's, you know, 2 year institutions, 4 year institutions, you know, it's very common. Every institution has some sort of a student life department or a department of multicultural student affairs or something that allows for students to get involved and to kind of network and fellowship with other students, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Talk more about your department. Brag on your team a little bit. You're Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs.
Right.
How many people do you oversee as far as your team? Just brag about your team, if you would.
Sure. Okay. So in our area, we have the Director of Student Life, Chanel Reed Garrett. We also have an Associate Director of Student Life. And the associate director's role is to kind of oversee my position, the assistant director of co-curricular programs. They also oversee the student life associate and just kind of the daily operations of the office and making sure things kind of, you know, run smoothly.
Right.
In my role, I do a couple of things. One is to work with the faculty to coordinate co-curricular programs, programs that complement what faculty are doing in the classroom.
Right.
So we support each academic division to, you know, do things like bringing a speaker on campus, or if they want to coordinate a field trip, or anything that kind of, you know, they need some sort of coordination or funding assistance to do something that complements what they're learning in the classroom. I also coordinate orientation for the college.
Wow.
I coordinate new student orientation for the college, both in person and online.
Nice.
And then I also oversee our game room. And so a part of my role, in my role, I oversee our assistant game room manager, Kenny Clash,
okay,
as well as our game room assistants who are work study students. And then I also oversee our orientation and first year programs associate who helps me to coordinate the logistics behind new student orientation.
Interesting. I want to go into how do you develop the ideas of, you said, working with the various departments. Do you just generate ideas within your department and then you reach out to them and say, hey, was this something you'd be interested in? Or how does that how does that process all fit together?
Sure. So it's kind of a combination of both.
Okay.
The faculty submit a co-curricular program application to me for whatever sort of assistance they are requesting.
Okay.
It's, you know, sometimes they just want, you know, funding to, you know, they have a program and they want some money for cookies and punch or something, you know, or it may be that they want to do a contract for someone to come in and actually speak, you know, to their class or to the larger community about, you know, something that they're learning.
Right.
So they submit those applications to me. Our director signs off on them and then I take it and make it happen.
Okay.
But sometimes faculty aren't aware that we provide that sort of support.
Right.
And so sometimes I may come across a program or a speaker or something that I think is a perfect fit for a particular, you know, area of study.
Right.
And then I'll reach out to the division or, you know, to a faculty member who may, you know, they may be covering this and say, hey, take a look at this. Is there interest here? And is this something that you want to do?
It sounds like your background prior to coming from HEC really made you, I was going to say, the perfect candidate for this. I mean, this is what you're, you know, made to do. I mean, how long have you been in this particular role? You said a couple of years now?
Yes, I've been here and I've been at the college for 5 years. It'll be 6 years in March. But in this particular role, it's serving as assistant director of co-curricular programs, it's been 3 years.
Okay.
So I've been doing this for 3 years. And in the 2 years prior to this, I was the student life associate. So I was a person who is now Christine Marconi in our office, who kind of helps to oversee the operations of the office and supervises our office assistants who are work study students and just kind of helping with all of the various programs that we have going on.
Did you eventually want to move up within your department, or how? I mean, I think you touched on this earlier. You said where the opportunity came and then you applied for your current role.
Right.
Are you glad you did so?
I am. It was kind of a seamless transition because at the time that I applied for this role, the person who was in my role, she was, you know, kind of transitioning out and moving on.
Right.
And I had to, you know, take on some additional responsibility with orientation. And I had already been involved as a student life associate. You're involved in so many different projects as it relates to different things that we're doing in the office.
Right.
And so, you know, I had to take on more responsibility with that. And it just was kind of like a perfect
It's wonderful.
Segue into that position.
It's actually wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to dive more into about your work with the freshman orientation.
Okay.
With the orientation. I think that's absolutely, I mean, good grief. I could, you know, it's just, I mean, I think from what I understand, it goes more of just beyond, you know, mom and dad coming with me on a tour.
Right.
You know,
right.
And we'll talk about more of that in just a few minutes. Right. Again, my guest in studio is Candace DePaz. She is Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs. Again, that is with the Department of Student Life here at Howard Community College. Back with more in just a moment. Stay with us.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we are back here on Duncan's Pulse. Again, yours truly, Ron Stafford, hanging out with you. And I'm hanging out with Candace DePaz. She is Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs here at Howard Community College. She works in the Department of Student Life. Welcome back, Candace. Before the break, we talked about part of your duties is working with orientation. I guess, are we talking, new student orientation, not just freshman orientation?
Right, correct. So this is first-time students who are new,
right.
First-time to college, as well as new transfer students. So this is anyone who's just new to the campus.
Okay.
Yep.
Go through an average every day on this. Are they scared? Are they nervous? I mean, obviously they're excited, but it's more than just a tour. What's actually involved in making them feel part of the HCC community?
Sure. So a couple of things. We allow them to, there's kind of like greetings from some of our administrators.
Right.
So Dr. Cindy Paterka, our Vice President of Student Services, she will greet them from the college's administration, mention a couple of quick things. This past semester for the fall, she, of course, was speaking about parking and some of the challenges there.
Man, I could tell you a story about that when I first was employed here. Good grief.
Right.
Even the other day, I just found the staff parking. I'm like, it's the athletic field. If the overflow parking isn't filled, you ain't getting in the deck on garages,
it's a challenge.
That's good. I could have used that six weeks ago. That's
yes,
good.
It's a challenge.
That's good. Go ahead.
And,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And Janice Marks, our Associate Vice President of Student Development, she also gives greetings and talks more specifically about just encouraging students to take advantage of the services here. And then Dawn Moziza Lowe, the Director of Financial Aid, she will talk about financial aid and just some of the things behind that. And
it's so important today with the economy and everything else.
Right. And just I think her biggest thing is just to encourage students not to select themselves out of the process. Some students think, oh, well, I am not going to get anything, or my family makes too much money, or what have you. And her biggest thing is just apply.
Exactly.
Complete your FAFSA and see what happens.
Exactly.
And so from there, this past fall, we just incorporated a Title IX workshop.
Interesting.
So that we have to be compliant with Title IX regulations and kind of making sure the students are aware of the college policies around sexual misconduct and Title IX and all of those things. We have a meal with faculty where students have the opportunity to meet faculty from their division where they plan to study and be able to ask questions about their academic experience and how they can be successful. We have a workshop on technology at HCC, so our learning management system, Canvas, how you use that, what it's used for, the My HCC portal, same thing. And we also have a workshop on math success, how you can be successful in your math courses here, because math tends to be a huge barrier for a lot of our students on campus.
Right.
So making sure they are able to be successful in that. And then we do a campus tour. That's in the general sessions in August, but in the July sessions, they're a lot smaller and more intimate. And so during those sessions, we're able to also do a student meet and greet, where students are able to connect with not only current incoming students, but also students who are current students here who have been involved. They get to hear from our volunteers about their experience.
Is this something that's always been a part? I mean, good grief. As I said, I could have used this at Towson 20 years ago. Has this been something that you've developed over the time that you've been there? I mean, this sounds so vast and just extensive and really, you know, helping either that 18-year-old or that 30-year-old who wants to get back to school and, you know, and get that degree,
right.
you know, juggling family and all of that, it just sounds fantastic. Has this been something that's always been around, or has this grown through the years?
Well, orientation has always been around.
Right.
However, the way in which we've been coordinating orientation has changed in the time that I've been here in the last 3 years. At the time that I took on this role, our vice president had kind of given us the charge to revamp new student orientation, mm-hmm. to make it more engaging, to increase student satisfaction with the orientation experience.
Right.
And so we had to make a lot of changes to do that. And we also were given a 3-hour window to do that.
Oh,
so a lot of schools, especially 4-year schools, you'll see there's kind of a day long or a week long in most cases orientation.
Right.
Or even at the 2-year schools, you know, sometimes it's like a half day or a whole day or a couple of days. And so we have 3 hours.
Is that enough? Can you get all of that in?
We can. We are.
Okay.
We've been doing it. But the challenge comes in when there's so many different areas of the college, right? And so many people want a new student orientation is a perfect opportunity to be able to market your
Absolutely.
Area and
Absolutely.
What you have going on.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of folks will say, you know, well, is there an opportunity for me to have a table at orientation, or can I, you know, trying to find a way to just have a presence there, and we just can't accommodate that. So what we do have is a new student orientation manual, and it's we give every student who comes to orientation a goodie bag, and in that goodie bag there are a lot of things. There's a lanyard, and the lanyard is connected to a thumb drive, and there's a Howard Community College decal, and there's the handbook, and all these different things. And on the flash drive is a link to the new student orientation manual, and in that we have, you know, material from these different departments who want to share information with new students.
Right. We'll go into what you offer and the current events and all of that. I know you talk about that with Alex in a look ahead and everything else. Is there, before we go to break, is there one sort of moment from the last few months or the time that you've been there over the last couple of years in your current role that you're thinking, you know what, this is why I took this role. This is why I'm here. Is sort of a favorite moment or something that really touched you?
You know what? I don't know that I can pinpoint one specific moment, because that happens a lot. It happens a lot.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's in, I can use one example from, you know, recently, in the last couple of weeks, during Welcome Week, or the first week of classes, a student had come to our office, because we also provide housing information. So we're a non-residential campus, but our office provides information to students and the campus community about housing options in the area.
Interesting.
And so a student was coming in. He wanted to find an apartment for rent.
Okay.
And he was having a hard time, and a lot of the places were really expensive and all these things. And he had come in, and he had I was speaking with him and kind of helping him look through our materials there.
Sure.
And, you know, long story short, he was having some challenges with it. And then, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks later, he ran into me in the hallway, and he said, you know what, thank you so much. I found an apartment, and was just kind of telling me about his experience with that, and actually finally finding someplace, and the relief that he had, and how grateful he was to Student Life for providing that service. It just, those are the types of moments that just make you feel like, see, this is, you know,
exactly.
Make you feel good inside.
Exactly, exactly. Let's take another quick break. Again, and we'll talk about the plethora of events. I know you're ready to go with your events and ready to go with your list.
So
we've got about 10 minutes left. Again, let's take a quick break. And my in-studio guest on this edition of Duncan's Pulse is Candace DePaz. She is Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs here at Howard Community College. Back with more in just a moment. Stay right here.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay. Then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
And we are back here on Duncan's Pulse. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, with you for the next 8 or 9 minutes or so. In studio guest, so glad to have her here, Candace DePaz. She is Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs with the Department of Student Life here at HCC. All right, Candace, you've got a list of, I guess, you know, 10 miles long. Two things that stand out to me.
Yeah.
One, as I was going for my interview for this position.
Okay.
Is the Dragon Wagon.
Okay.
And I know that sounds really weird. I told my wife, I'm like, hey, honey, they've got a like shuttle service called the Dragon Wagon.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm like, no, it's cool. But it does help because I remember, you know, even at Towson, you're walking from Richmond Hall to whatever,
right.
You know, whereas, I mean, again, you know, the smallest things may sound trivial, but they're really not.
Right.
And, you know, that's a wonderful service. And then I was on your website. You also offer, and forgive me if I steal your thunder here, trips to New York City.
Yes.
That is, you know what, I must have taken advantage of that when I was in college about 2 or 3 times.
Mm.
I had really never been to New York City. Obviously, this is pre-9/11.
Right.
And I saw the Twin Towers and all this stuff. And, you know, you can take, you know, your friends here and also non-HCC people. I remember one time, going back to my days at Towson, we went, my girlfriend, you know, at the time, and we took my sister and we had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Go into some of the other details, I guess, chronologically that you're offering to our local student body.
Sure. Well, since you mentioned the New York City bus trip, I will kind of elaborate on that now, and then I'll kind of work my way back from there.
Sure.
So the New York City bus trip is coming up. We offer a bus trip to New York once each semester, so both in the fall and in the spring.
Nice.
So for this fall, that trip is going to be on Saturday, November the 12th.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale now. You can get your tickets now in the cashier's office. They are $40 for students, $50 for non-students. The bus departs from Lot F at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're back by 11 p.m.
It's a long day, but it's a good day.
Exactly. And all we really provide is the transportation, so what you do in the city is all up to you.
Right.
We're not with you the entire time. It's not a guided trip. You know, we get to the Port Authority bus terminal, and you're free to go from there. So
okay.
Get your tickets in the cashier's office for sure.
Okay.
We have a nature walk with our Book Connection book author, Ned Tillman.
Hmm.
Every year we coordinate programs around the Book Connection book and coordinate programs that revolve around themes in the book.
Right.
So we always try to do at least an author event, like a talk with the author.
Sure.
But we're fortunate enough because the author is local that he's also facilitating a nature walk.
Wonderful.
And the book is called Saving the Places We Love. It's all about preserving the environment. And so this event is actually getting us out in nature and looking at the ways in which the college has been able to balance growth while also sustaining or maintaining as much green infrastructure as possible. So
right.
That's on Wednesday, October 26th from 11 to 11:50. And the walk starts in the Galleria. It's a part of our campus sustainability day, which is being coordinated by the FAST team, and Bob Marietta has been kind of leading that effort.
Okay.
But he'll have a bunch of different things going on that day from 10 to 7 in the Galleria. There's going to be some panels and table fare and workshops there. The Halloween costume.
Oh, man, Halloween on a college campus. Good grief.
That is going to be crazy. If you haven't heard anything about that, you need to be there for that. That's Monday, October 31st,
yes.
On Halloween from 12 to 2 in the Horowitz Visual and Performing Arts Building lobby. But it's not just a costume contest. That is, you know, that's a huge piece,
right.
the Halloween costume contest. But there's going to be a Halloween-themed game show and some other different activities that the student program board is doing. And the theme this year is a haunted carnival. So come out and you'll get to learn more about what they're doing with that.
Wonderful.
The blood drive. We have a blood drive on Tuesday, November 1st from 9 to 7:30. That's going to take place in our game room, SA 101. We are always looking for people to donate. So you can either call our office or look out for the weekly emails for the link
right.
to click to donate. But you can stop by or call or email us to schedule an appointment
right.
to donate. We're also looking for volunteers to help run the registration table in the canteen area there. So if you would like to volunteer, again, stop by our office. Email, call us.
Do you find the blood drive? I'm kind of selfish. I don't even remember donating blood to probably in my early 30s.
Yeah.
Do you find a lot of college kids do that? You know, as far as is this a popular thing? You're thinking, oh, I got you cookies and gin. You know, is this something that's done by a lot of students?
It is. And Chanel Reed Garrett, who is now our director of student life.
Sure.
She has been the one in her previous role has been the one to coordinate the blood drives, and I mean she's been recognized by the American Red Cross for just how much of kind of the participation and engagement that we get from the college community,
right,
to donate and get involved. And we do really well for our blood drives. We do, I think, 3 or 4.
Wonderful.
Every year. We do one in the fall. We do one in the winter in January. We do another one in the spring and in the summer. So,
excellent.
Yeah, and
continue on. I'm sorry. We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
No, you're fine. We have a STEM festival on Sunday, November 6th, and there will be some film shorts there and some different workshops as it relates to those films. Definitely want to come out for that. It's 1 to 5 and then 6 to 9:30 in the Duncan Hall building.
Okay.
Oh goodness. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have a Dr. Q pool exhibition in our game room. We have a variety of different tournaments and things that happen all year.
Sure.
But we always have to have Dr. Q here. He does some pool tricks and shows us different things, and that'll be on Tuesday, November 8th from 1 to 4 in the game room. And that same night, on election night, we're going to have an election night watch party.
Wonderful.
I'm sure we won't actually see the results, but
right,
we will be having some popcorn, and students can sit and they can watch
the craziness of everything.
Yes, exactly. And that, I'm not sure if that's going to be in our game room or in the back galleria just yet, but students can definitely take a look out for the weekly email on more details on that.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Sure,
we also have some leadership programs. Make sure that you're keeping an eye out for information on our Leadership Mondays, our online leadership modules. We offer those. Students can reach out to us for the link to take those modules, and we offer some different incentives depending on how many of those modules they complete. We have women of color programs that are geared towards women of color, but they're open to anyone.
Okay,
making sure that we provide something for everybody. There's something for everybody.
Oh my word!
For everybody.
You were emailing me off mic. You're like, oh, am I supposed to come up with a vent? I'm like, yeah, come with your list.
I was like, look, I can go on and on.
That's fine. We've got about 1 minute left. I just want to thank you for coming. How do people from the community and our listeners get in touch with you? What's the best phone number and email to get in touch with you, Candace?
Yeah, so any sort of questions, if you want to get involved or need more information on anything that I mentioned here today, you can always stop by our office. We're located in SA201. We're on the second floor of the Galleria where the flags are, on the opposite side from the library. Our phone number is 443-518-1420. Again, that's 443-518-1420. You can also email us at studentlife@howardcc.edu.
Excellent. Candace DePaz, Assistant Director of Co-Curricular Programs in the Department of Student Life. Thank you so much for being in Duncan's Pulse.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Again, I'm Ron Stafford, your host. Join us next time. Wonderful guests and a wonderful program. Until next time, make it a great day and even better tomorrow.